Dietrich Bonhoeffer studied theology in Germany and the United States and pastored a church in London before returning to Germany as a leader of a confessing church which tried to resist Adolf Hitler. Though Bonhoeffer returned to Germany a pacifist, he became a resistance worker and was part of a failed plot to assassinate Hitler. But it was in his evasion of the call-up for military service that led to his arrest. Perhaps he died because of his political convictions and not as a Christian martyr, but he would have said that there is no distinction between the two. O Lord, let my soul rise up to meet you, as the day rises to meet the sun. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Come, let us bow down and bend the knee. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. Freedom, how long we have sought you. Dying, we now may behold you. And a reading from Psalm 44, verses 1 and 2, 9 and 10, 22, 25, and 26. We have heard with our ears, O God, our forefathers have told us, the deeds you did in their days, in the days of old. How with your hand you drove the peoples out and planted our forefathers in the land. How you destroyed nations and made your people flourish. Nevertheless, you have rejected and humbled us, and you do not go forth within our armies. You have made us fall back before our adversary, and our enemies have plundered us. Indeed, for your sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. We sink down into the dust, our body cleaves to the ground. Rise up and help us, and save us, for the sake of your steadfast love. Freedom, how long we have sought you. Dying, we now may behold you. A reading from 1 John chapter 5, verses 1 to 12. Whoever believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone who loves him who begot also loves him who is begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments. And his commandments are not burdensome. For whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Who is he who overcomes the world, but he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? This is he who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ, not only by water, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit who bears witness, because the Spirit is truth. For there are three that bear witness in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit. And these three are one. And there are three that bear witness on the earth, the Spirit, the water, and the blood. And these three agree as one. If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. For this is the witness of God which he has testified to the Son. He who believes in the Son of God has the witness in himself. He who does not believe God has made him a liar, because he has not believed the testimony that God has given of his Son. And this is the testimony, that God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life. Freedom, how long we have sought you. Dying, we now may behold you. Bonhoeffer wrote, Jesus Christ lived in the midst of his enemies. At the end, all of his disciples deserted him. On the cross, he was utterly alone, surrounded by evildoers and mockers. For this cause he had come, to bring peace to the enemies of God. So the Christian too belongs not in the seclusion of a cloistered life, but in the thick of foes. Let us pray. As we enter prayer now, we pause to be still, to breathe slowly, to recenter our scattered senses upon the presence of God. Holy Spirit, when we feel alone, we are comforted because you pray with us. When we are silenced by suffering, we are grateful that you pray through us. And Jesus, when we feel helpless, we are strengthened because you're with the Father right now praying for us. So we choose to cry out for God's protection today, joining with the ancient praise of all God's people in the words of Psalm 57. Have mercy on me, O God, have mercy. I look to you for protection. I will hide beneath the shadow of your wings until the danger passes by. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father God, we bring all of those who are continuing to help as we struggle through this pandemic. God, we pray for those in churches, in shops, in hospitals, in every single area that we know people need your help. Will you give strength, comfort, and hope? Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And as we prepare to take this time of prayer into the coming day, the Lord of love reminds us our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all, as we read in 2 Corinthians 4, verse 17. So Father, will you help us to live this day to the full, being true to you in every way? Jesus, help us to give ourselves away to others, being kind to everyone we connect with. And Spirit, help us to love the lost, proclaiming Christ in all we do and say. And as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Lord, reveal to us all that makes itself an enemy to the life you want for us. Help us hunger so deeply for the freedom of all your people that we risk walking among our enemies who pervert justice. Reveal to us when we ourselves act as enemies to your kingdom of justice and peace. Amen. So may the peace of the Lord Christ go with you, wherever he may send you. May he guide you through the wilderness, protect you through the storm. May he bring you home rejoicing at the wonders he has shown you. May he bring you home rejoicing once again into our doors.